It's still in there. Down? Oh, okay. We're going to call to order the Brule Planning and Zoning Meeting of Wednesday, July 25th, 2012, time 6:30 p.m. Please turn off or silence any electronic devices. Ms. Claudette, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Patricia, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Farrow?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Purnell?
Here.
Commissioner Travassos? Commissioner Sonia?
Here.
Commissioner Skelly?
Here.
Commissioner Lamont?
Here.
And I heard from Travassos, so he's excused there. Okay, has everyone received and reviewed the minutes of June 27th, 2012 meeting?
Yes.
Any questions or corrections?
Correction is, under others present, Desiree Kizilata's name is Ms. Farrow. And I've already got Patricia's attention. Otherwise, I move that we accept the minutes as written with that one spelling correction. Oh, I'm sorry. M. Lamont's name, capital M on...
Thank you. I second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Rhonda Perro, second by Kim Lamont. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, the minutes of June 27th, 2012 are approved. We're going, moving to zoning. There are no zoning items tonight. We'll move to planning. There's a variance request encroach on drainage servitude by 1.5 foot Mark Berger, 521 Gleason Street, of which now has been changed to 5 feet. Okay? Would anyone like to speak regarding this?
Mark Berger lives at the corner of Marino and Gleason. On the north side of his house, there is a 15-foot wide drainage servitude, 7.5 feet on his property, 7.5 feet on the neighbor's property, but it's 15 feet wide. There's no fence there. There's a ditch there. The ditch is a pretty shallow ditch. There's not a lot of water generated in that area. Mark Berger would like to build a, put a concrete slab there with posts and a roof on it, no sides, and a gutter. He bought a little boat. He wants to put a boat in there. The slab would be about 2 feet, two and a half feet away from the property line. In our code, it says that it can be no closer than 1.5 feet if it has no side. He's not going to have any side. His neighbor has no objection to it. The variance that we're talking about is an encroachment on that 15-foot wide drainage servitude. Wayne looked at it, I looked at it. There will be no obstruction of the drainage. It's fine with us. We kind of maintain it. We maintain it, which is a long one because it's not very steep. It's got grass in it anyway. The 5-foot encroachment will still leave a whole lot left of the drainage servitude. As a matter of fact, the ditch, it just so happened, whoever, Mr. Bro Marino or whatever, the ditch is not right on the property line. It's actually more onto the neighbor's property. So there's no obstruction of drainage whatsoever. And so the variance, we have, the town has no objection to it.
The only question I have is, I'm showing a new fence.
Yeah.
On that.
He showed that, but he didn't ask for a variance to build a fence on there. I don't, that's a good point.
In the past, when we put fence on servitude,
you have to have
variance and in the courthouse and everything else.
Well, we're gonna have the variance right, the same write up for the slab. If we have to get back and get in there on it. I would say just add the fence to the variance, and I'll ask him between now and next week.
And it's not a
because there's no use to come back a second time for the same thing.
No.
And in the past, we talked about doing that on a covered.
Yeah.
This ditch is not covered. No. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Because it's so shallow, it's really almost like a little swale. It's not really a little ditch. And they don't have any drainage problems. They got a big old catch base on the corner. It's not an issue. So anyway, that's okay. He couldn't be here, I think he had work late, so.
Anybody else?
You want another certificate?
Been pretty good at representing.
Oh, wow, son.
That's the second one.
I'm not as good as the audience quarter no more.
Favoritism.
Okay, is there any other questions or?
I make a motion that we accept it.
Is that with the additions?
With addition to the fence.
Okay, motion by Mr. Lemoine, second by Ms. Purnell. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Payro?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Stelling?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Okay, we move on to number seven, any other business? Any other business coming for us?
It's not business, but I don't know if.
Is that under remarks of personal privilege?
I think it's business, but whatever. You will have a preliminary plat to review next month. They delivered it today, Patricia's in the process of advertising. It's an amendment to the preliminary plat for Orleans West.
One advertising?
Once.
That's for the two ponds being removed?
Two ponds being removed, shorten the street, plus they divided up into three phases so that they can have, they can sell, it's like 21, 29, and 27 lots in the three phases, so.
So they're removing a pond?
Will any ponds?
Two ponds.
Will any ponds remain that's in the neighborhood like that?
The first two ponds are gonna stay in the same place, the middle two ponds are gonna disappear, and one on the end is gonna be much larger. But there's a lot of, no pun intended, a lot of water going to the bridge before they get it to where it's presentable.
Where is this?
The Orleans West, the same one. Same one with the, all the fund.
How we stand on the wet or dry retention pond?
They're gonna be wet in this one.
In this one.
But we're gonna change the ordinance to make them dry, so. Didn't anticipate this.
They're gonna be bigger than the one we have up here at Brumio?
I don't think so, no way, no way it can be that big, no. I would say no. But I can't say category.
But Roy, I'm gonna look at all that, right, for the grant?
We got a lot of looking to do, yeah, we got a lot of looking at. You know, among other things, we got to convince ourselves that, if they get a final plat for phase one, that the water in phase two and three is taken care of. We don't want it to just stop there, we want it to, you know, there's other water out there. You know, we don't want to flood the neighbors while we're building this thing. Another thing is, with all the problems of having turnaround, they gonna have to give a definite plan for what they're gonna do a turnaround at each one, after each one of phases, because this thing we're going through right now is terrible. You know, it's the biggest pain I got. Turnarounds, all I hear are turnarounds, rock, gravel, turnaround, you know. So tired of it.
Well, what's wrong with rock and gravel for a temporary turnaround?
There's nothing wrong with it, but you got, the size of vehicle is a problem, you can't get a school bus in and out of there.
Well, I went there yesterday to check it, and in my opinion, a big school bus would have a hard time turning and backing up.
Yeah, I sent an email to Charlotte Blanchard, who's in charge of the buses, and David Corona, and they sent the first student guy out there, and he said, no, they can't turn around there. It's not gonna happen. So he said, the kids are gonna have to walk up to the front of subdivision. Well, my answer to that is, it ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. We'll stop construction before that'll happen, so.
But you don't have a problem with the T?
I don't have a problem. I am not gonna decide whether the turnaround is adequate or not. What I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna let first student and anybody who wants to turn in the garbage truck, anybody who wants to turn, right, they gonna go out there and show me they can turn.
Okay.
That giant radius we had out there was so obvious, I mean, nobody even dictated it, it was that big old radius. But the good news is, we've got these right-of-ways cutting across there, so we can, down the road, we can make better turnarounds in those areas, but they're gonna have to show us what they're gonna do this time. I think in our code, we have somewhere where the radius has to be.
It is, I think, but because I went down Ori Drive, and it is a T.
Yeah, it's a T.
Actually, it's a street, it's not really a T turnaround.
That's correct, but they can turn around there, but it's asphalt too.
But it's also permanent.
It's also a street, I mean, yes.
Yeah. And we have right-of-ways, and they can turn them into a street with a good, you know, if they put a hard surface on them. We'll get into that. We got a month to talk. We got a month to get into that.
Is there a possibility that the ordinances may need to be changed to address temporary?
Yeah, I think so.
Because sometimes temporary become temporary permanent.
Well, yeah. I think when you say something about it, when they're during construction, if they need to... You see, they always contractually required to handle traffic. That's part of the job. Now, when you say put a turnaround, if they want to turn around a Volkswagen, then, you know, that's considered a turnaround because they'd get away with it cheaper. But when you have problems like a school bus, you know, there's no school buses right now, but in anticipation of school buses, it's going to be a problem then.
Why did they tear up the turnaround this soon?
Because they had all their material they were storing out there on the right-of-way. Plus, there's a big crossing right there. There's a big old gas tie-in, and there's another catch basin for the road, and they tore all that up. The real answer is that neither me or them was thinking ahead of time that this was going to be a problem.
No.
It's not my job to think of that kind of stuff, but once the calls start, I got to get into it.
And of course, if the...
Might be amendment we might want to look at is that any current approved cul-de-sac turnaround shall not be changed until the subdivision is completed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be the last thing.
Oh, I have a feeling we'll have something. This is not going to happen again if I get to change that.
Mm-hmm. Should we also address any ordinance about when a subdivision like that, a big development, and they decide to go in phases? The whole development was approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then they came back for phasing.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have something to address that fact, since they had to come back because of phasing?
You can just turn them down this time if you want to.
No, I'm talking about...
You can't make... These guys didn't think ahead. That's their problem.
That's exactly right.
Well, you got a choice. You got a chance to punish them. Just tell them, no, you ain't going to do that.
Either that or they were thinking ahead and thought that you would just sign off without...
Yeah, it wasn't.
Well, because the whole development was...
I've been dealing with Fairburn. Trust me, they're not thinking ahead. I know what the deal is there.
And of course, there's...
If they would think ahead on everything else, I might agree with you.
Isn't there a reduction of 200 feet of street?
Yes. Yes, 200 feet of street, and then you can end up a net two more lots. But you're moving all the lots on the end to the middle, you know, where the ponds were.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be where the ponds are supposed to be. Anyway, it's coming up. You'll have plenty of time to study it and all and see what we got.
So, I want to see if I understand this. The approval that we recommended back whatever month it was is now off the table?
No, it's still approved and signed, sealed, and delivered. If they don't get it amended, when they continue working on the one they got.
What we're getting is amended.
Yeah.
We're going to amend it?
They're basically presenting a preliminary plat to you if you want to accept it or not. But the fact of the matter is we got one that's already in place, and as construction drawing has been approved, and they're supposed to be in that phase. It's their choice to come and try to get another different plat. That's going to look a lot like the other one, but it's different. They wanted me to just say, well, it's just a change in that one. And I said, no, it's too big a change. It's not.
Don't we have something in the ordinance that say if a certain percent of the change is changed? No.
No, we don't have that.
Ascension does.
Some people do, some people don't.
I think Livingston does. Are you thinking about putting it in? And who determines the percentage?
Not really. I don't want to get it. I mean, what would you call this percentage? Two?
That sounds like a
two,
very...
2 out of 77? Mm-hmm. No, it's not 2 out of 77. You're moving two giant ponds, and you're moving these lots, all sliding down. I can make a case that two-thirds of the subdivision is being changed because all the lots are being slid down and moved over and all.
I don't see why that wasn't thought of beforehand.
Yeah.
That's because, mm-hmm. Brandon says the same thing. I've said the same thing. You know, engineers just say, well, you know. So.
The minimum right-of-way is 62 feet on the cul-de-sac. The minimum driver's surface radius of 47 feet. A minimum travel lane of 30 feet, the same radius for dead-end streets.
62 feet and what?
Section 19,
what is that?
410 streets.
Yep, that's what we just point to that next
19.10
streets under subdivisions.
I think they'll be reading that section before the week is out.
I think the ordinance reads something about significant.
And they may abandon it once they see.
Not percentage, it says significant or something like that.
That's.
It really doesn't say anything, but what it says is if the, final plat is not significantly changed from the preliminary plat.
Right.
Then you can just, you don't need a public hearing.
But significant is an ambiguous term.
Yes, that's right.
Who decides whether it's significant or not significant?
I took it upon myself.
Some of them agree, but this one's pretty black and white.
Yeah. I called Don and he reminded me, we made Bruley Oaks do theirs when they took that lake out the middle. They were completely resubmitted their preliminary plat.
That's true.
It just, you know, just common sense. I mean, you know, I don't want to get tied up in percentages and all that. To me, you look at it, if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. This is a different subdivision. I'm not gonna sit here and give them absolution for being asleep at the wheel when they put the first one out. They should have done it. They should have done it the way they wanted it from the beginning.
When they came back with the second one that had all those ponds in it, to me, that was significant.
Well, sure, of course.
So this is even more significant.
I'll be glad when that circus finished. That's all I gotta say.
What's going on with that other thing that we had been talking about, Stonewall or whatever?
Yeah, they submitted their drawings and, well, y'all could get that one too next month. It's but that one's not gonna be, it's not gonna be anything like
that
this.
That was very much thought out.
Lot thing.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about it.
They submitted the drawings. We just found out from Cletus today what we're going to meet with.
Does he have any kind of a tea or turnaround on the end of that one? If not, the last two lots, people are going to pull up there at the dead end, they go back on those last two,
well, we're going to ask.
Last driveway, and people are going to get mad.
We're going to ask them, but they have that U, don't they have a U through the whole?
Yeah, but that's the first one. The first one is U, but the second one that's going to extend behind the school, they need to turn around right there.
Say, I haven't even, I've been so.
That one didn't show one, as I recall.
I've been so concentrated on turnarounds and rocks in people's yards and cutting trucks backing in instead of going in straight and all that. I just say, Wayne, take a look at it.
Pass the book.
I'm sick of this bullshit.
It's okay.
Just starting.
Well, you know.
Just darn.
Yeah, we're gonna do it again next month. Everybody gonna come over there and tell y'all how the town of Bruley is falling apart. No schools are going down the tubes, the drainage is all flooding, the streets are all bad. Everything, we'll hear all that again.
Don't forget about the trash.
Trash.
Be sure to be here.
Okay, do we have any other business?
I want to ask.
I'm not the planning commission.
No. Okay. I was under the impression, or Daddy was under the impression, that this was the day that he asked to have the red building rezoned.
No.
No. This was a charge. What you doing, asking?
I think it has to be advertised so many times, and it wasn't enough.
But is it being advertised?
It's still advertised.
Yeah. But the thing is, this meeting wasn't enough time to the number of times it had to be. Because the West Side John only comes out once a week.
No, he thought it hadn't even started being advertised.
Yeah. It starts on the 2nd. It's going to be advertised.
It's going to be advertised that it's going to be rezoned to, is that transitional? Is it?
Yeah, it's going to be.
Sound right?
That's August 2nd. Was the new
T1.
The nearest time we can start advertising for that.
For the transition.
So it starts, the first week will be?
August 2nd.
August 2nd.
And then it has all three times.
Six times.
So by the end of August, then?
Well, completely for the town and the zone.
Oh, yeah.
So how many times?
Six completely. Like, it'll be ready for the planning and zoning next month, but it won't be ready for the
council
town until another month.
Till September.
Let me tell you something. I've been in office for almost three terms.
Yeah.
The most complicated thing that's come up in 12 years is this advertising for a freaking rezoning.
It is.
I think that's about three people in the whole United States understand it.
Yeah.
She says it started on August 2nd. There's a reason it started on August 2nd. I don't know what the reason is, but I know it can't be done any other way. And if you do, I think they bring you out to that pole out there and they hang you if you tell them something different. So
if it was
said, all I do is I go to a meeting, and if it's advertised, I say, thank you very much, and I don't ask any other questions.
It's supposed to be so the public can see it and have enough time to do this, and then come to the meeting.
I think if it would be like a daily newspaper, it'd be quicker. But our governmental journal is the West Side Journal, by law.
So if everything is, goes good, the end of September, it is possible that it would be rezoned by, at the end of September?
The second Monday of September.
Yeah, second Monday is the
First Monday's
regular council gets it.
Second Monday is the...
I'm not sure that's right.
Okay.
But I don't know.
September is when y'all vote on it.
You sure about that?
If we get it in August.
If we get it in August, we recommend in August.
But zoning is different. I wouldn't tell him that unless I knew. I'm not saying it's not right, I'm just saying I wouldn't tell him unless...
It's not October, because that's not enough advertisements. It would have to go to September.
No, it's not August.
If I were you, I would get his phone number and have, call him back rather than tell him. Because he's going to call Nikki and Nikki's going to get all lathered up in North Carolina.
Put your name on that sheet and give me your phone number. And write on there like rezoning or something like that, so I'll remember what it's about. And I'll give you a call tomorrow.
And I'll write his phone number, his name and his phone number? That good?
It is.
I'm so tired.
Yeah.
It is October.
Yeah.
I'll call.
That's what I said, it goes 3 weeks in August, 3 weeks in September, so the beginning of October?
Yeah.
That's the ballpark?
Yeah. And so she has to advertise three more times after it's, if it's recommended, if the plan is on.
Right.
So it would be October.
It's October.
Towards the beginning of October, first 2 weeks in October.
I was kidding.
Second Monday in October.
Second Monday in October.
Okay, is there any remarks of personal privileges?
We do the whole code.
Personal privilege. Any? Okay, any announcements? Patricia, any announcements? I need a motion to adjourn, please.
A motion to adjourn?
Motion by Mr. Sonia, second by Ms. Perro. All in favor?
Aye.
Any days? No. You're adjourned. She wants some beer? She wants some beer?
Oh, it'll be off in the next couple weeks, huh?
Thank you, Gary.